Our praise songs today are 2036, Give Thanks, and 2074, Shout to the Lord, which we will do two times. Please stand if you're able. Standing for the call to worship. And the congregation will join in on the, I can't think of the word, the dark print. You all know what to do.
Call to worship, and that's okay. It's all right. God knows.
Yeah. Thanks be to God who is good and whose love is eternal.
In my distress, I called to the Lord. He answered me and set me free.
The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid.
It is the Lord who helps me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to depend on people. Thanks be to God, whose love is eternal.
Please remain standing for hymn 733, Marching to Zion.
seated. Now I'm going to have the kids come forward for the children's message. Okay. How are all of you? Good. It's good to see you. Did you have a good week?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this morning I'm going to kind of mix my messages because I'm not going to be here next Sunday. Because I'm going to have surgery. So today I'm going to also celebrate a little bit of Thanksgiving. Are you guys ready for Thanksgiving? Yeah? So this morning I want to know, what are you thankful for? Turkey? Is that what you said? Yes. Thank you for turkey. Shout it out.
My family.
Your family.
Freedom.
God. Family. God. What else?
Jesus.
Thankful for Jesus.
Mama.
Mama, of course. Anything else? God, I'll give a lot of thanks.
Pets.
Church. Good answer. Pets, absolutely.
The cross.
The cross, yes.
Crops.
Crops, yes. And we need to pray for those farmers. They get all those crops in, don't we?
Cows,
absolutely. We get milk from cows, don't we? That's right. Yeah. Anybody else thankful for anything?
Our houses.
Yes, Claire.
Rusty.
Rusty? Is that your dog?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. That's.
We got barn cats.
You got barn cats, too? Well, we're thankful for barn cats as well.
Cow.
And a baby cow?
Lots of baby cows.
Lots of baby cows. Okay. Clothes? You know, we could just go on and on and on and on and on, couldn't we? We could just be so thankful for so many things. Isn't God good? And God gave his son, Jesus Christ, who died on that cross, Audrey, that you were talking about, died on the cross for us to forgive us of our sins. Isn't that something that we want to give thanks for? Absolutely. Yeah. So I want you to repeat with me. We're going to pray. And then, do you see all these boxes up here? I'm really thankful that the congregation, and I know you kids, some of you kids, who went shopping with Tina. Lots of you didn't. Oh, look at that. Most all of you went shopping. Tina, you're one brave woman. And you had help. Thank you for all of those. So aren't we thankful for all those toys that we can send to boys and girls and all moms and dads and everybody that helped put them together? So when we get done here, we're going to pray, and I'm going to set the bulletins right here. You can come get them afterwards. But we're going to go, and we're going to have some adults, and they're going to come, and we're going to try to touch all the boxes and pray for the children that receive them, and I want your help, okay? So we're going to pray right here, and then we're going to pray for the boxes. So repeat after me.
Dear God,
thank you for all
that you give us.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, so find some boxes, stand in front of them, and my adults that I asked to help, let's come and spread out. We're going to touch these boxes. And put your hand on several of them if you want. Most of the boxes, we'll get them as many as we can. All right. I think we're kind of spread thin. Maybe we need another adult down there to kind of fill the gap in. Come on. We're going to bless these boxes and these children. That's a lot of boxes. Did you count, Suzanne, how many's there?
A lot.
Okay. Well, let's give a blessing, okay? Let's pray. Oh, God, we thank you for all your people here at Sandusky First that have gathered these toys, these items in these boxes for children around the world. And Lord, as they receive them, may you bless them that they can have fun, that they can enjoy life, and that they can know that we're thinking about them, that we're praying for them, that you love them and we love them. And Lord, we just thank you for this bounty. In the name of Christ, we pray. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Okay, come get your bulletins. Thank you, adults. Can you help pass those out? You can, there you go. There you go. Here you go. Sure. You can have one.
Our Old Testament reading today is from Isaiah 12, Thanksgiving and Praise. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away and you comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank you. And as we sing a Thanksgiving prayer, as our choir sings, I just want to thank Rick for coming and joining us this morning. As we come together in prayer this week, let us keep our farmers in our prayer. I know many with the snow have still not been able to get their crops out, and so let us pray for them. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Oh my gosh, gracious and loving God, you are so awesome. We want to just shout praises to you for all that you do for us. We praise you, Lord, for this church and the abundance of gifts they have brought together to give to others, for the great hearts and attitudes of loving and caring for one another. Lord, we give thanks for you walk with us and you talk with us and you call us your children. Children of all ages. And Lord, that is a joy that we know that no matter what, we don't need to be afraid, for you are there with us. Sometimes in life, though, our path gets hard. We have many who struggle right now, many who are having health issues, those that have passed away and gone before us, those that are looking for jobs, trying to make ends meet for new apartments, new places. Lord, sometimes it's just difficult. So we come before you, Lord, and we pray and we ask that you hear our prayer, and that you have mercy on all of these people. We pray that you will continue to fill each one of us with your Holy Spirit, that we can help, that we can bring wisdom and discernment to those who need it, that we can bring food and maybe even tears and hugs and hearts to those who are truly hurting. Lord, you know their names and you know what is needed. And we know in the bigger world of outside of Sandusky, there is still crisis of guns. Remembering the school in California with a 16-year-old, Lord, we just don't understand. We don't get it. But we know that you are true and you are faithful in all of it. There's fires, there's floods. Lord, you even say that life won't be a rose just because we're a Christian. So, Lord, as your children, we come humbly before you and bow down and ask for forgiveness of our sins when we aren't doing our best, when we aren't helping others, when we aren't giving, when we aren't loving. And we thank you for your grace and mercy. And now, Lord, we just want to praise your name and worship you and to spread your news. So be with us in this time of this worship hour, and may we be a blessing to you and to others in the name of Jesus, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please remain seated as we sing the first song of Isaiah. We'll sing it through twice.
I will trust in him.
morning I come before you reading the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 to 9. This is Jesus telling about the future. Hear these words. Some of the disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they ask, "when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" And he replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." And then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me, but make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourself. For I will give you words and wisdoms that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed, even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Everyone you hate, everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. So how many of us really want to know what the future is? What's going to happen? Jesus is talking here at the very beginning a little bit about the temple, and we know that the temple was destroyed. We know that others were persecuted because of his name. And as I looked at this and looked at commentaries, I kind of wondered, where do you want me to go, God? Because we don't know when the time is coming. I've said the time is near, but we've also tried to add on to that, that the time is near, but it still could be 1,000 years when Jesus Christ will come again. There have been earthquakes, there have been tsunamis, there have been floods, there have been fires, there's been wars, and continue to be wars, continue to have natural disasters. We've had terrorists fly into New York City and Pentagon and other and tried to make the United States realize that they're around. But our scriptures and our God tells us, do not be afraid. All these things are going to happen. Doesn't say terrorists, because probably back then there probably weren't a word called terrorist. But there will be things that will happen. And some of it will be because of Jesus Christ. People will be persecuted. Right here in Sandusky, we really don't feel that way. Am I really going to be persecuted if I go and talk to someone and say, "Are you a Christian? Do you know who Jesus Christ is? Do you belong to a church?" We can probably ask those questions pretty safe, can't we? But we know in places like where Erin is, she could be, Mom, do not be afraid, she could be persecuted because she's trying to bring the good news of Jesus Christ. Thought about the time when 1999 was coming to an end and somebody said, "Oh, it's going to be the end. Make sure you have, you know, everything all set." Well, the next day came and the next day went, didn't it? And so did 19 years later. See, Jesus tells us in this passage, no one, he doesn't say it here, but he says, we don't know the time. The time is near. What is near can still be so far off. They said that 19 years ago. They said that 2,000 years ago. But I think what Jesus wants from us and what I take from this passage is to know that there are going to be bad things that happen, and there's bad things that happen to good people, and we always want to go, why? We're Christians. Why do bad things happen to us? Because it says it will. Never says that it's going to be a bed of roses. It's never said it's going to be perfect because we're Christian. What God wants us to do is to trust Him and to be faithful and obedient to Him and to give thanks in all things. All things. This week hasn't been the best week, this last week and a half. It's been a very long week, but my vehicle decided that it liked to see the deer. Many others have that. Jim's car didn't start. Still's not started. You know, and you just, and those are really simple little things. But I've heard from others this week of such stress in health, trying to find a place to live, trying to find a job, trying to make ends meet, others that have to face surgery. Life is tough. But I have to tell you that Jim and I had, when I was at Board of Ordained Ministry this week, and it was a long week, but it was joyful to be together with my colleagues and some laity, and we worshiped along with the work. We praised God. We kind of got blown away as we were off of Lake Huron because it was pretty snowy and windy. But each of us want to also give thanks. Thanks for the candidates that come before us. Thanks for us being able to gather together, being thankful for what God is doing for us. Being thankful that the snow stopped. Being thankful that we all did get there safely. Giving thanks. And so one of my colleagues is up in Empire at their church, at a church. And her husband is Jim's best friend, and he came down and stayed with the week with Jim, and her and I tracked over to the retreat center and did our work. Then we got to fellowship with each other
and celebrate her birthday on Friday and be together. We just don't see each other. We don't do those kind of things enough. Yesterday we gathered here and the Stashek boys would say, I haven't seen some of these people in 30 years. The lunch bunch, out to lunch bunch, saying, and you hadn't seen each other for a while. We give thanks. And sometimes we just don't even recognize the little things that come about in front of us that we need to give thanks for. But God wants us to give thanks for all that He's given to us. And so I asked the children what they're thankful for mama, and for pets, and for houses and clothes, and all those things. What are you thankful for? I mean, they got pretty good. They got cross, they got God, they got Jesus in there. Amen? The body of Christ. What are we thankful for in Sandusky? Shout something out. Family. Family, so
freedom.
Warm houses. Yes, warm house. So, food on the table.
Grandchildren.
Our health. Yeah, bless you. Your pastor. It's so good to give thanks. I wanted to kind of switch from all the trials, and I know my little message said stand firm in the time of trials. We do need to stand firm in the time of trials, but what I wish it have also said is, but give thanks. Trials will come, and trials will go. And sometimes they're way too long. And sometimes they pile on families and over and over and over, and I don't get it. I don't understand. But I do know this, that even when that happens, I need to stand firm and go, thank you, God, for what you've done in and through me. We had one candidate that came before us this week. I can't share a lot of things. I can't name names or anything. But we had this one candidate, and she's a pastor who is blind. And she said, if it wasn't for God, I couldn't do any of it. I can't imagine trying to do my job and be blind. She gave thanks in everything that she said. God is using her, and her comment was, thank you, God, for using me to be able to make a difference in the world. So that's where I want to lead as we close in this sermon. I pray that you will give thanks and that God will continue to use you, and you will be open to that, that you can say, God is doing this in me, and you are able to do what God calls you to do, and you will give thanks. Amen? Let's pray. God, even though things are difficult, we give thanks. Even though things seem hard, we give thanks. For Lord, we don't know when that time is coming, and we don't have to worry about it because you are in control. We are marching to Zion towards you, Lord, and we're going to march with praise. So thank you for all that you do for us. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Would the ushers please come forward? Stand as able. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so we give out of our abundance to you. We praise your name. And we thank you. In Christ we pray. Amen. Our hope is built, or my hope is built.